The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey there, Buffalo Bills fans, and welcome back to Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast here on BuffaloRumblings.com and everywhere else you go to get your podcasts, including on Apple and Google Play and Stitcher and TuneIn and Podbay. And there's so many platforms you can go to get this podcast. The easiest way is to go and search for the Buffalo Rumblings network of podcasts on those platforms, and you will get a chance to see all of the podcasts that fall under the Buffalo Rumblings family of podcasts. My name is John Boccacino. I am the longtime host of this podcast since we launched in April of 2018. We are now pleased to welcome on for the second week my co-host, Jamie D'Amico, here on the Believe podcast. And Jamie, you made it back for week two. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was tough getting through the week with all the media requests I've been receiving. You know, wow, I had no idea how many listeners there were to Believe.
Yeah, you know, it's great to know that there's a lot of fans out there that are listening, and I'm glad that you came back for week two. Even this week, do our week by week predictions and then give our final tally for how many wins we think the Bills will amass in 2019. But again, a last plug for our fans out there to please go subscribe, rate, and review to the Believe podcast and all the Buffalo Rumblings podcasts, which include Blitz Bills, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, the Breaking Buffalo Rumblings podcast, Circling Wagons, the Nick and Nolan Show, and of course, Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Megaphone, and of course on BuffaloRumblings.com. Well, Jamie, the Buffalo Bills opened up training camp, their 20th installment of training camp at St. John Fisher in suburban Rochester, New York, this past Thursday. So we are not yet a full week into training camp. And I think that's a good time to really, before we delve into more of the positional battles, let's take a look at the Buffalo Bills 2019 schedule and offer our week-by-week predictions for how we feel the team will fare. Much has been made about the fact that the Buffalo Bills open up the season with two straight games in the same stadium in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium, the Bills traveling to face the New York Jets on September 15th and then the New York Giants on September 22nd. I know a lot of people are thinking the Bills could sweep this 1-2 punch through New Jersey, get a big win over the Jets and a big win over the Giants. Count me amongst those, Jamie, that thinks the Bills will start off the 2019 season optimistically 2-0. The Jets have made a lot of improvements to their offense. Their defense has a lot of question marks, in my opinion. I think there is a lot of uncertainty over this Jets team. There's some pretty much uncertainty from the top down with their management. You know, there's been a bit of a dumpster fire with the Jets recently during the offseason. I'm not sure that just adding a Le'Veon Bell and a C.J. Mosley is enough for the Jets team to knock off a Bills squad that I expect to be really hungry to prove detractors wrong in 2019. So I'm going to go start off the first 2 weeks with a pair of wins. I say the Bills beat the New York Jets to open the season on the road, and they get a win over the rebuilding New York Giants in week two. I don't see Daniel Jones playing in this game. I think Eli Manning, unless he's hurt, is going to be the starter at least through the bye week for the Giants, which I believe comes in week 11. So the number 6 overall pick will not get thrown into the fire early, unlike Josh Allen, who had to start games very early last year due to the inefficiencies of Nathan Peterman. So, Jamie, what do you see for the first 2 weeks of Buffalo traveling down to Jersey to open up the season?
If there's one thing I've learned from watching the Bills through the years, it's that they always seem to split within the division. And it doesn't seem to matter how good or bad the teams are, excluding the Patriots, obviously. I like Adam Gase as a head coach, and I think we are going to see Sam Darnold take a huge leap forward as a quarterback. And I think that they're going to probably unveil some wrinkles that the league isn't going to be ready for. As hard as this is to say, I think the Bills fall to New Jersey Jets in week one, but the Giants, they're a mess. I like Dave Gettleman, their general manager, but they've got a long way to go. Eli Manning is probably going to start. He just can't play anymore. And like you said, Daniel Jones, he's not going to be in there by week two. And even if he is, he's not going to be ready. That's a win. Bills 1-1 after week two.
Well, the Bills fans will be happy to hear that, worst case, we have a 1-1 prediction from Jamie D'Amico here on Believe. I'm going 2-0. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I think the Bills will. I could see the Bills still splitting with the Jets, but I think the win that they're definitely going to get, in my opinion, is going to be that season opener, which means the Bills could be losing week 17 when they host the New York Jets to close off the season, but they could sweep too, because I don't know where the Jets will be with their development. I don't know how the offensive line is going to gel by the end of the season for the Jets. So I'll start off with a 2-0 prediction. And then, Jamie, the place that every Bills fan wants to be, September 22nd, the home opener, the big tribute to Pancho Villa, September 22nd, 1 p.m., the Bengals come to New Era Field. Andy Dalton should still be the quarterback for the Bengals. The Bengals are a mess. They're missing at least two starters on the offensive line. Outside of AJ Green, there's a lot of questions about the playmakers. The defense was a sieve last year. I think this is a great opener for the Bills at home. I think it's a great opportunity for the Bills to get that win. And I'm going to say the Bills go 3-0 with a fairly easy win over the Bengals on the 22nd. What about you?
You know what? The fans are going to be revved up for this one. And, you know, I think part of it has to do with the Bengals virtually being responsible for the Bills getting into the playoffs a couple of years ago. I've really enjoyed this Andy Dalton love and the Bills-Bengals fan bromance that's been going on. But, you know, with the roster turnover, the new coaching staff, it's not looking good. But what it comes down to is this. I'm a ginger. Andy Dalton's a ginger. It's going to be way too sunny on week three. Bills are going to beat up on his soulless butt. That's a Bills win.
I was going to say, Jamie, you're supporting the red rifle out there, the Andy Dalton bandwagon. We'll always have a soft spot for his late game heroics to Tyler Boyd that got the Bills into the playoffs in 2017. But I think that Buffalo will definitely get a fairly convincing win. So you've got them beating the Bengals, as do I. We're in agreement on that one. Back-to-back weeks that we see the Bills having the same outcome. And I'm guessing that week four, as much as I wanted to circle the Patriots game as a win, and I think they're going to catch them at the right opportunity. Week four, the first month of the season is always a walkthrough. It seems like an extended preseason for Bill Belichick. He doesn't seem to take these games not as seriously, but he doesn't seem to go all out for the win in the first 4 weeks of the season, more so trying to figure out who's going to play where, what his weapons are going to look like for Tom Brady, how the defense is going to come along. I see this being a close game, unless Rob Gronkowski comes out of retirement, which I don't think is going to happen at this point, but you never know. And I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills suffering their first loss of the year to the New England Patriots at home to get their record to 3-1. How do you see this second of back-to-back home games playing out versus New England?
Well, like you said, they seem to not take early season too seriously. The Patriots always lose early in the year. People start saying that Brady is done and the dynasty's finally over. I had a dream recently that the Bills win this game by a score of 58-3, but it was just a dream. Bills lose.
I was going to say, Jamie, pass some of that magic sauce that you're drinking before you go to bed, because the Bills getting a 55-point margin of victory over Tom Brady and the Patriots, that sounds like quite the magic Kool-Aid you're sipping there, my friend.
It would be incredible if it happened, though, wouldn't it?
You could say you heard it here first on the Believe podcast. 58-3, mark it in the books. The Bills will beat the Patriots in Jamie D'Amico's dreams. I would love to see that dream become a reality. But a game that... but a game, Jamie, I think that the Bills can definitely win, albeit it might be in an ugly fashion, is week five, traveling to Tennessee. Last year, the Bills needed a last-second field goal by Steven Hauschka to eke out a close win over the Titans by a 13-12 matchup. The Bills have actually won the last two times by 1 point. I remember there was the 14-13 squeaker in Tyrod Taylor, one of his only fourth-quarter comebacks. During the 2015 season, the Bills got a 1 point win. I think this game is going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be maybe lacking for a big highlight or two because the Titans have an underrated defense. But I see Buffalo traveling to Nashville. This is one of those NFL's 100th anniversary season marquee matchups or rivalry historic matchups, the Bills and the Titans, for all the wrong reasons for Bills fans, going back to the Music City Miracle / illegal forward pass in the wildcard round of 2000. Yes, I had to bring it up. I had to go back there and unlock those memories. But for what it's worth, I think the Bills will get a win in Tennessee to get their record to 4-1.
Well, you know, the Titans are playing an absolutely brutal first month of the season. They're playing the Browns, Colts, Jags, and Falcons, and three of those four are on the road. I think they're just going to be beat up. I like Mike Vrabel as a coach, but Bills are going to win this one handily. I see them winning by 17.
Now, for the first time in a while, Jamie, the Bills have an earlier bye week than normal. It comes in week six. So with the Bills getting their week six bye, week seven is a big home game. And this is a critical stretch for the Bills to kick off the second part of the first half of the season. The Bills have three straight home games, kicked off with a game against the Miami Dolphins on October 20th. Will it be Ryan Fitzpatrick starting at quarterback and Fitzmagic going up against his former team? Or will it be Josh Rosen, who is a quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, when the Bills come to New Era Field? I think whoever is starting for Miami, this win here, if you ask me to circle the ones I guarantee Buffalo will win this year, this one here is one of the ones I'm guaranteeing. The Bills will beat the Dolphins. The Dolphins have a better chance to beat Buffalo in Miami in South Beach than they do at home. I think the Bills are going to be pumped up, fired up for this game coming off of the bye. And especially in my situation where if they get this win, they get to 5-1 and really start to get the attention of the national media. So I'm picking the Bills to squish the fish at home.
You know, the Dolphins have a new head coach in Brian Flores, who's a former defensive coordinator of the Patriots. And what have we learned about former coordinators of the Patriots, John?
They usually don't do too well when they venture out onto their own as head coaches.
No, they don't. That's what happens when you have a micromanager as a head coach. I don't think Flores is going to have any success. I know the wild card is really the quarterback situation and how Josh Rosen develops. You never know what kind of fits you're going to get. Dolphins, in the end, I think they're tanking this season. Bills are going to win this one handily.
Now, a game where there's no question that the opponent is, I think, on paper better than the Buffalo Bills is the next matchup when week eight, the Philadelphia Eagles come to town. It's one of the playoff games on the schedule. And Bills fans, before you rip me right away, I think the Bills could win this game. And being at home definitely helps. But every single season, there's games that the Bills could win and they manage to lose. There's games that they should not win. They managed to win. I do not see the Bills pulling off the upset at home, even though it is a home game again. Carson Wentz has proven himself to be too valuable of a quarterback. He's a great field general. The Eagles have a lot of weapons out there. They should be able to have some success with the running game, and that defense could be firing on all cylinders. I really see Buffalo dropping the game in this one here. It could be a closer than expected score, but I'll give the upper hand to the Eagles here in this week eight tilt. What about you, Jamie?
I'm with you that every season Buffalo loses a game that they should win and they win one that they have no right to. Well, by this point in the season, I'm confident that Carson Wentz is probably going to be injured. Hate to say it. He's a talented guy. I really like their backup quarterback, Nate Sudfeld, but he won't have the magic that Nick Foles used to have. Buffalo is going to pull off the upset here. And more importantly, I think Jerry Hughes is going to get three sacks against Jason Peters. And that's going to be sweet to watch. Bills win.
I love it. Calling for the upset right here. The Bills knocking off the Eagles. That's a great upset win for Buffalo. Heading into the last of a three-game home stretch where I think Bills fans, worst case scenario, want to see the team get two of these three wins at home under the belt before the schedule really picks up the second half of the year. The Washington-based football team comes to New Era Field for a 1 p.m. clash to kick off November. Could it be Case Keenum under quarterback, or will Dwayne Haskins, the prized rookie, get the start under center? We all know Alex Smith and the gruesome injury that he suffered last year could be career threatening. I see the Bills having the upper hand on this one. I see Buffalo getting a big win. It's a must win game because, again, the schedule gets a lot tougher the second half of the season. So I have the Bills beating Washington and getting to 6-2 on the year.
By this point in the season, I imagine that it's going to be the rookie Dwayne Haskins behind the center. But I think if that happens between Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier's defense, I think that can confuse any rookie that's out there. The running game is lacking. Bills are winning this one too.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
And then after this, we'll get the Bills taking a road trip out out towards the part of the country, another Rust Belt city that has not had a lot of playoff success at all. It's the Cleveland Browns, who will be looking for their first playoff appearance since the 2002 season. A lot of hype has been made about Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr. going out to Cleveland. The Browns clearly have a lot of talent on offense. I think their defense should be vastly improved again coming up this year too. And as much as I'd love to see the Bills get and Kareem Hunt will be back in the lineup most likely at this point. That's the talented running back for Cleveland who is dealing with some offseason issues due to some personnel conduct. I think it's too much for Buffalo to go to Cleveland and get this win. I have them falling 6-3 on the year.
You know, the Browns have a lot of big name talent and probably a more talented overall roster, but there's also a bunch of egos and head cases. Can their new head coach, Freddie Kitchens, harness the talent that they've got? While it's a pretty good matchup, I think, the following week, the Browns are going to be playing the Steelers. I think we're going to catch the Browns looking ahead. Buffalo wins this one. At this point, I see them at 7-2 record, and it sounds like yours is about the same, isn't it? Or is it 6-3?
Yeah, I've got them at 6-3. I have them losing so far to the Patriots, the Eagles, and the Browns. So, Jamie, wow, after my fast start of 5-1, I have them coming back to 6-3, and you've got the Bills at 7-2 at a little more than the halfway point of the season. Then, of course, the Bills will close off one of their three AFC East rivalries with the second of a matchup with the Miami Dolphins, this game being in South Florida. I see the Bills winning this one. I think Josh Rosen is starting quarterback because Fitzmagic has totally run out in South Beach. I think the Bills defense is going to have a field day with this depleted Miami offense. I think the Miami defense is atrocious. I think Josh Allen accounts for 5 total touchdowns like he did in the Week 17 finale last year. Mark it in the books. Bills sweep the fish, getting to 7-3.
Here's my ultimate fear. Every year, Fitz gets on the field and is the best quarterback in the NFL for about 3 weeks before falling completely apart. I'm really concerned that this is going to be one of those 3 weeks. Since the Bills won the first game, I think they're going to drop this one in Miami.
All right, so you have the Bills splitting with the fish out there, and then talk about another team with a possible retreat quarterback in Joe Flacco could be starting for the Denver Broncos in Week 12, or Drew Lock, the second-round pick out of Missouri, could be in the starting lineup. I do think that the Broncos have an underratedly good defense. Von Miller is a game-changer, but I'm not quite sure how strong the defense will be around him. I think this game being at home is huge for the Bills. I think Buffalo picks up another win out of the break, and they will get themselves to 8-3 with a home win over the Broncos before the schedule gets really tough over the final month of the season. Jamie, how do you see the matchup with the Broncos playing out?
I think you're right about everything you had to say in your assessment of the Broncos. Unfortunately, I think this is the week that the Bills lay an egg and lose to a team that they should beat.
Well, that would be really, really demoralizing for the Bills to lose that game against the Broncos because they have to turn around on a short week and travel to the Lone Star State, take on the Dallas Cowboys. It's a Thanksgiving game. It's the Buffalo's first Thanksgiving game in nearly two decades. This matchup has a lot of history, of course, with the two Super Bowls that we're not going to get into how those games played out on the big stage. But the Bills will have a chance to show the national audience what they can do, how they will fare in the second year of the Josh Allen era. It's a 4:30 p.m. game, national audience, Jim Nance, Tony Romo, and I think the Bills, unfortunately, do not pull out a win against the Cowboys, even though this game is going to be amped up for the team. They're going to be excited to get a chance to see what this franchise can do. I have Buffalo losing a close game in Big D to fall to 8-4.
I think the Bills are going to be excited going into this game, getting the national exposure off to a hot start of the season. They're feeling good about themselves going up against a team with Super Bowl aspirations, but an away game on a short week, only 4 days, I don't think they can pull it off.
So we're in agreement that the Bills will have their hands full in Big D for the Thanksgiving showdown. At this point now, with four games to go, the Bills, I have them being 8-4 on the season. Jamie, what do you have the Bills at?
7-5.
All right, so we're in competition here. If that scenario plays out through the first 12 games, the Bills will clearly at least be in the thick of a playoff berth, a wild card. Who knows what the Patriots will actually finish with their season-long record, but at least the Bills at this point are in the conversation. And then they host another one of the playoff teams from last year, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. This game is at New Era Field, another 1 p.m. showdown. Two smash-mouth football teams going at it here. I think the Bills have the better defense. I think the Bills also want to get some revenge for that embarrassing loss that the team suffered last year in the regular season opener in Baltimore when the Bills got waxed with Nathan Peterman under center. I think the Bills get a win. I think Lamar Jackson is overrated. I think Josh Allen is a much better quarterback. And I think he puts it on display and shows his versatility on a big audience here on a Sunday in November, I think, or early December, rather. I think the Bills get this win and they get to 9-4 on the year.
You know, the Ravens hired our own former offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, to try to get the most out of Lamar Jackson because they're envisioning him as a read option quarterback, but defenses have figured out the read option, which is why you're not really seeing it across the league anymore. Last year, the Ravens were 10-6, but they were only 4-4 on the road. This is December in Buffalo. Bills are definitely getting revenge for that blowout week one loss last year, in which I was the wettest I've ever been in my life sitting out in that quagmire in Baltimore. 8-5 with that win.
Jamie, I'm really sorry you had to go watch that game in person. It's September football. You think the weather could be pretty decent. You're buying into the Nathan Peterman hype of a solid preseason, and then the team laid a total goose egg. The game was over 6 minutes in. It was awful, only to get preceded by more awful play with Vontae Davis leaving the team at halftime the week following in the home opener against the Chargers. So I'm sorry you had to sit through that, but at least we both have the Bills getting a win here in week 14. And then starts the most pivotal stretch of the season. That Baltimore, really the last 6 weeks of the season, Denver, Dallas, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, the Patriots, and the Jets. If the Bills don't have a good record through the first 11 weeks of the season, the playoffs could be out of reach with how daunting that schedule is. Kicking off the road stretch, they have two in a row against the Steelers and the Patriots. Much has been made about the Steelers, what they lost. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown went to Oakland to play for the Raiders, which I think was a great move because I don't want an ego and a drama queen like Antonio Brown is my wide receiver on my team with all that the baggage he's bringing to the table. But with that all being said, the Steelers are one of those teams that I think everybody has counted out already for the 2019 season. I think people are already willing to anoint Cleveland being the best team in that division. And I think Pittsburgh is a sneaky, underrated team. I think they could easily challenge and make the playoffs this year. And I see the Steelers beating the Bills in Three Rivers Stadium to get the win over the Buffalo Bills. I think Buffalo falls to 9-5 with this one.
This is the game that I had the most difficult time predicting because it seems like an incredibly even matchup to me this year. But Ben Roethlisberger is still at the helm, and he's still a heck of a player. I don't think Buffalo is going to be able to pull this one off, because I'm with you. I think the Steelers are going to sneak up on people, and they're going to be playing for their division by this point in the season. They're going to be motivated, and Buffalo is not going to be able to pull this one out.
Week 16, the Bills kick off their final road game of the year, traveling to a house of horrors in Foxborough. The Patriots will be the opponent awaiting them in week 16. And one of these years, the Bills are going to get a win in Foxborough in a game that Tom Brady is the quarterback for the Patriots. One of these years. I just don't see it happening this year. I think the Bills close the gap tremendously on the Patriots. I think that they will give them a bigger scare and run for the division than most people are thinking about this year, especially if Buffalo gets off to that 9-4 start following the win over Baltimore in week 14. But at this point, I don't feel comfortable. Last year, I predicted the Bills would get a split with the Patriots, and that did not work out. This year, maybe the opposite thinking happens. Maybe I say Buffalo loses both and they get a split, but I do not see the Bills getting a week 16 win, which drops their record to 9-6. What about you, Jamie?
I hate the Patriots. Bill Belichick drives me crazy. Tom Brady drives me crazy. And the reason they drive me crazy is because they always seem to beat the Bills in situations like this, which they're going to do again. Bills lose this one.
So there. Now let's recap before we head into the regular season finale. I have the Bills at 9-6. Jamie, where do you have them?
8-7.
Wow. So this Jets game is a must win for sure for your prognostications to get the team into the playoffs. For me, it's a definitely want to have to win, because that way, if you get to 10 wins, I feel pretty good about the Bills' chances of making the playoffs. Week 17, hosting the Jets with a playoff berth on the line, hopefully in some snow and some inclement weather. I am going to do it, Jamie. I am putting 10 wins in the books for the Buffalo Bills. They sweep the Jets. They sweep the Dolphins. They get swept by the Patriots. I say Buffalo wins. A thrilling game. This game is going to be a CBS audience. It could get flexed if there's playoff implications, which I think there will definitely be flex possibilities, since I think the Jets are going to maybe catch some teams by surprise. I'm not willing to anoint them a playoff team, but I think their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. And Sam Darnold is really going to take a step forward, although I don't think he has the playmakers on wide receiver that the Buffalo Bills will have for this upcoming season. So I say the Bills punch their ticket to the playoffs, 10-6. The celebrations last long into the night at New Era Field as Buffalo goes back to the playoffs for the second time in 3 years. How do you see it playing out?
I don't think that the Jets are going to be as bad as people think they're going to be this year. The dysfunction of their front office isn't going to affect them on the field. And like I said, with an offensive-minded coach, Sam Darnold's taken a huge step forward this year. That said, by week 17, the league will have figured Darnold out. I agree with you. Buffalo is winning this game, and it's really going to propel them toward the playoffs. With my record, which will be 9-7 with this win, they're going to need some help in order to do it. Maybe we can count on the Bengals again. But this is a Bills win, and we're looking at perhaps the postseason once again.
Which would be unbelievable for Sean McDermott, the head coach, to get to the playoffs twice in 3 years. Brandon Bean, the general manager, to get the team to the playoffs twice in 3 years. Let's face it, though, folks. Even if Jamie's record is spot on, 9-7, I know I'm being a little bit more optimistic going with a 10-6 record, but you look at the schedule and the way it breaks. I could have gone 9-7. I could have gone 10-6. But I just the games they're going to lose, you lose both to the Patriots. You lose to the playoff teams in the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Steelers, and they lose a tough game in Dallas that I think could be a win. But I had to check myself on my emotions here, Jamie, because I can't turn into John the Optimist saying they're going to go 12-4 when I think realistically 9-7, 10-6, either of those two are a possibility. But regardless, I think Buffalo will sneak in as the 6th seed, maybe the 5th seed if they get to 10 wins in the playoffs. But I tell you, the defense is really exciting. No one is talking about the defense. Josh Allen is lighting it up in training camp in the early going, and the wide receivers, especially John Brown, are looking really good. tight ends, a question mark, injuries that are taking place all over the field are leaving the Bills kind of decimated. But with the O-line looking solid and with this defensive unit looking incredibly stout, I think the playoffs are going to happen for the Buffalo Bills. And Jamie, you seem like you feel like that too. Give me your, I guess I kind of gave you my rationale right there. What's your X factor this year? The Bills will make the playoffs if. What's your X factor?
Comes down to one person in one position.
Let me guess.
Josh Allen.
Oh, I was going to say Corey Bohorquez.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I should have paused just long enough because, I mean, that punter battle, wow.
Whatever Corey is with the strongest leg is going to be the one that carries this Bills team to the playoffs. No, you make a very good point. Obviously, Josh Allen is the future of this franchise. So I didn't mean to take away your thunder, but you say Josh Allen. What does he need to show you to get this team to the playoffs?
I need to see incremental steps forward and improvement. We saw it throughout the course of last season. I really want to see an equal amount of improvement through the totality of this upcoming season. I think he's got the talent. Can he put it together? If he does, we may be looking at the playoffs. If not, well, this team could be another 6-win team, which is something none of us would want to see. And if that's the case, we're going to be talking about perhaps bringing in another quarterback, which is something none of us want. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think that we're going to see him move forward, and this team's going to compete this year.
Now, for the record, of course, Buffalo Bills fans are always accused of being more of a homer and optimist than a lot of their national brethren. For comparison, Jamie said 9-7. I said 10-6, although I could be persuaded for 9-7, but I'll stick my neck out there and go 10-6. Sports Illustrated had the Bills going 6-10. USA Today has the Buffalo Bills going 8-8. I have not seen ESPN's predictions since they hired a new reporter to replace Mike Rodak. Jay Skursky for the Buffalo News has the Bills going 10-6 as well. On NewYorkUpstate.com with Ryan Talbot, I'm tallying up his results right here on the fly. With the Jets getting a win, he has the Bills also going to 10-6 on the year too. So a lot of optimism from the local media, national media, not so much. But the beauty of this all is every year there's a team or two that comes from a 5-6-7 win realm and crashes the party with 10 or 11 wins and makes the playoffs. So let's hope that the Bills are that team this year that would improve from 6 wins, even going from 6-10 to 9-7. If the Bills make that leap forward, I think that'll be enough for Bills fans to be very happy, especially if Josh Allen shows the maturation and development that we want to see out of our franchise quarterback here in Western New York. Well, Jamie, I think that's going to wrap us up here for another edition of Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. Great insights, and we appreciate you sharing your thoughts here today.
Happy to do it.
And folks, the Buffalo Bills are marching their way through the preseason schedule. Training camp began at St. John Fisher College. The preseason begins August 8th when the Colts come to New Era Field for a night game. It's a Thursday night home opener. And of course, the regular season begins 1 month later with the New York Jets being the opponent at MetLife Stadium. You can follow all the action on BuffaloRumblings.com. Social media presence for you at Buff, B-U-F-F, Rumblings. My co-host Jamie D'Amico can be found on Twitter at the Jamie D'Amico, J-A-M-I-E-D-A-M-I-C-O. And of course, myself, John Boccacino at J-O-H-N-B-O-C-C-A-C-I-N-O. For Jamie D'Amico, I'm John Boccacino here on Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. We'll talk to you next week.